for joining me this week. Follow me on social media. My handle is The Mix Sessions. Let me know what you think of the show.
Thank you. listening to the Mix Sessions Underground. the underground.
that's all the time I have for this edition of the show. Log on to SeanSavage.ca to listen back to previous shows. And follow me on all socials. My handle is The Mix Sessions. Until next time.
You've been listening to The Mix Sessions Underground.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lazowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Feeding cows seaweed? It might sound strange, but it could help farms reduce their climate impact. When animals like cows, goats, and sheep digest their food, they burp up methane, an extremely potent planet-warming gas. And when you add up all the farm animals in the world, that methane becomes a big problem for the climate.
There's 1.5 billion cows on the planet, and then there's another billion sheep and another billion goats.
Steve Meller is the CEO of CH4 Global. His company has developed a new cattle feed supplement made from Asparagopsis, a type of seaweed. Scientists have discovered that when cattle eat this seaweed, they produce a lot less methane. The company says their supplement can reduce methane from cows by at least 70%, and farmers only need to use a little for it to work.
Think of it like sprinkling salt on a meal. It's an additive, so it's less than one-half of 1% of the cow's total daily diet.
The company grows the seaweed in Australia, in huge ponds built on land that's not suitable for farming. And if Meller's Group can scale up production in the coming decade, it could significantly help limit methane from the world's farm animals.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.